Okay, so the question was asked, Eich has written about the first temple, but our sages say two concepts. Number one, Chazal tell us that every prophecy that was written down is one out of 100,000. Meaning there were many, many, many prophetic visions. The ones that were written for eternity, it's because they have an eternal message. So Eicha technically is speaking about the first temple period, but there's a message there till today. Secondly, the sages taught us that on Tisha B'Av, it was already declared that we would be exiled. And if you look closely at the verses in Psalms, it's actually written very clearly in Psalms that on Tisha B'Av in the desert, it was already Vayomer Lapil Zaram Bagoyim. It says, Hashem said, I will scatter their children among the nations. That it says it in Tehillim. So on Tisha B'Av, when we complained, when the spies came back, so then we set into motion this whole evolvement of Jewish history, which included the destructions of the temple. And that also happens on Tisha B'Av. So even though Eicha technically is a prophecy about the destruction of the first temple, we see within it prophecies of both destructions. For example, in the first chapter, it says, Taniya Vaniya, weeping upon weeping. And our sages say, why double weeping? Why do we make a special tune on that? Because this is the night where you had destruction after destruction, weeping upon weeping. So the Navi is already alluding to the future destructions as well.